Hey, are you an MSP or an IT business? Have you ever thought about running ads on LinkedIn or maybe even Facebook and Instagram? Are you wondering potentially like where to get your ads? Like how do you actually create the ads and the images for them? On this video, I'm going to show you where I go for ad images and creatives that can help you run ads successfully on platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Before we get that into that, I'm going to go over my ad stats. I do this every week. I kind of show you what I'm running in regards to my own ads and break down the costs and the leads that were generated by the ads that I'm generating here for our business at IT Rockstars. On my screen here, we've got the Meta ad platform. This is where I run my ads. I like Meta because you can get two for one, basically. You get Instagram and Facebook, and their machine learning from a targeting perspective is extremely powerful. So we can see here, there was actually two campaigns running last week. There was this one, Love Sales, February 25. Now this was a conversion focused, a purchase focused advert. So when you start ads, you have different goals in mind. So you're maybe just trying to build your brand. You're maybe just trying to get traffic to your website, or maybe you're trying to get leads, or maybe you're trying to get sales. So I usually run lead gen ads because the sales cycle is a little bit longer in my business, but some businesses like e-commerce and things like that, they're really looking for sales like immediately. Now, this doesn't really apply to MSPs because most MSPs aren't just finding an immediate customer and selling them IT services like immediately. It doesn't really work like that unless you're paying like extreme amounts of money in Google Ads, and you have a lot of luck. It's usually a much longer sales cycle where you have to nurture the lead until a time where that lead has come out of contract or is thinking about switching IT providers. So you're more than likely going to be more lead focused for the ads, but I'm going to just show you the stats in this. We had 4,000 people reach with the ad, and they all saw the ad more than once, so 2.56. We spent around about $350 for it. And for that cost, we got 118 people back to our website. So we basically paid for that traffic. It's highly targeted traffic back to the IT Rockstars website. And of that traffic, we had two purchases and two leads. So if I can see, yeah, here's the purchases here. So the ad itself for $350, it works out okay, but I don't like attracting in people that have never heard about my brand, usually because from a retention perspective, like we've got a membership model here at IT Rockstars, it's not that great. They'll maybe sign up for the trial, or they'll sign up for the first month and they'll drop off. Whereas if I can get a lead in and then I can start to nurture that lead in my CRM and really explain what our service is over time, there's a far more likelihood that they're going to sign up and they're going to stick around for a lot longer because they actually know what the value of our service is. It's exactly the same for your business, cybersecurity business, or if you're an MSP. You really need to try and educate your prospects and your leads on the value before you make the sale, because you're going to be able to command a higher price, but also they're going to understand what your service actually is and how it delivers that value. Anyway, where do I get the images for the ads? Let's get back on topic here. If we look at this website here, it's called 99 Designs. Now, the cool thing with 99 Designs, if you're going to be running ads, you can go and use a tool like Canva, okay, or Photoshop, or any of these graphic tools, MS Paint, but you're really relying on your own design skills. And like Canva is amazing. Like it's got tons of templates in there. It's like a huge library of templates. The problem with the Canva templates is that everyone and else is using those Canva templates, so they don't really stand out when you start running ads. 99 Designs for around about $39, you can start a design contest for your banner ads, and this will allow you to get back between 20 to 100 different designs by different designers. This was the most recent design that we did. This was for one of our own webinars that we're doing, and you can see these are the two winners we chose. So the designers, they submit their design to you, and you basically get to choose a winner. In our case, we always choose two winners because it means it allows us to test which one on the Meta platform is going to perform better. And so we always choose two. But if I go to the little trash icon here, these are all the other designs. They're all grayed out, but these are all the other designs that designers submitted. I can actually go and click on them and you'll see them. You should be able to. There you go. But it's much more effective than trying to do this yourself in Canva because you have basically so many designs that come back like by professional designers, and then you can just basically choose the ones that you like the look of. You will see if you do run one of these design contests that you've got a huge choice of ads that you can choose from. So highly recommend 99 Designs. I've used it for many things. I've used it for book covers. I've used it for t-shirts, logos, you name it. Anyway, I'll see you in the next video. If you like this video, you know what to do. Take it easy. Bye.